Although I have some really important information right now, and that is that everybody out there, if you have a kid in your home under the age of 18, you've got a 1 in 40 chance that that kid will have his or her identity stolen.
I think those numbers are going up, though, with these most with this most recent Anthem.
Yes,
hack.
It's brought to light because of the Anthem hack. Anthem, again, the healthcare provider, where tens of millions of Social Security numbers, healthcare records, email addresses, physical addresses, anything a hacker would want or need, they got it in that hack. And so now people are saying, hey, we worry so much about our own identity being stolen as adults because of our credit and all of these things. But really, the most valuable identity that a hacker could steal is a child's. And there are lots of reasons for that.
Yeah. And so we reached out to Tim Rohrbaugh. He is with Identity Guard. And he says children's identities are a high value target because of the child's clean slate.
There's actually a real value to it from the criminal standpoint, and that is that the child's identity doesn't have a history with it, especially at the credit bureaus, accounts open, and things like that. And so if someone wants to open a new account, they have to prove they are who they say they are. And so there's nothing to test against. And so to create a new identity with those elements or slightly change those is very easy.
How easy? Well, all they need is the kid's social security number. The criminal puts his or her own birth date with the social security number, and boom, you are golden.
Yeah. Now, what would happen is if you, for example, stole my identity and tried to apply for credit in my name, first you'd be sorely disappointed because the collectors would start calling you instead of me. And second of all, when they ran that information, it would come back. You would either have to present yourself as me with identification that you produced,
and
fake
a beard,
ID, all of those things. Because when you go to apply, when they run my credit report, it's going to show up with my name, my information, my birthday, all of those things. Much more difficult scenario. But if it's a kid who's never had any credit history reported to any of the bureaus, that single time that you're doing it may be the first time they ever see that number, and now it's going to be associated with that fake name instead of your child's name, and then 10 years from now, your child's going to apply for credit and realize they already have credit that's completely destroyed.
Yeah, and people who have their kids' identity stolen, they do seem to find out a little more timely than 10 years, but on average, it takes about a year before a parent notices or gets any sort of notification that their kid's identity is out there being used by someone else.
So we asked him, what are some of the things that you can do to protect your child's identity? And he had some interesting information.
The places where you absolutely have to exchange this information is Social Security Administration to you, IRS to them, potentially a bank account that you open in their name, the healthcare providers. And where it goes beyond that, it should be very, very limited.
Don't just give out their social security number willy-nilly.
I had a t-shirt made with my kids on it. Is that
Well, and I learned my lesson. I was in college. I lost my Franklin planner. I left it somewhere. And a guy called me and said, I have your planner. And I said, okay. So I met him and he said, take your social security card
out of your planner
right now. He scolded me.
And you might have had your kids in there.
Well,
if you had kids at the time.
But yeah, so
right?
Don't give out that information.
Very good point. And then he also said, we as parents have to start training our kids right now about protecting their own identities and the things that they should or should not be posting or sharing.
Rethink specifically all of the data that you've placed out there, which has softly created an identity for that child, which is attributed to your Facebook accounts and your social networking in general. Be cognizant that you are creating a history for that child.
Or that your children aren't creating a history. There are several talks now that as parents you have to have with your kids. And one of them is you have to have the bullying talk, but you also have to have the identity protection talk and let them know that there are people out there that will try and take the information that they've put out there and piece it together in such a way that they can steal the identity. And again, one thing that I learned from all of this is that they prefer that clean unused credit or Social Security number. That's the one that gives them the most leeway to do what they want.
And so depending on your kid's age, I'm a big proponent of the fact that you should know all of your kids' passwords. Just like you as a parent have a right to go into their bedroom and look under their bed, you have the right to go into their social media accounts and see what's going on. Now, that doesn't mean you're going to or that you're going to do that every day, but just that you have that access. That way, also, you can know what types of passwords your kids are using. Are they just using your pet's name with the year after it? Maybe they're not as savvy with their passwords as you are. You have to make sure your kids are using strong passwords, that they keep those private, that they know what a phishing scam is and they don't fall for it like people at the State Department and like people here at KSL and everywhere else.
Kids are so vulnerable. Hey, click on this. Well, hey, you won that.
They're so scared. All you need to tell them, delete the message.
Yeah.
Don't open it. Don't respond to it. Just delete it.
I remember years ago, one of my kids came in and said, "Daddy, I just won a new gaming console online." And I'm like, "What? Stop. What did you do? Back away from the computer." They are infinitely more susceptible to those kind of things.
And then looking at their privacy settings on their social media accounts, making sure they have the privacy settings they need and that they're not posting photos that have too much information about them in the photo.
All right. So quickly, what are some of the warning signs when it comes to your children's identity? If you're getting any types of mailers in their name, like pre-approved credit offers or something, that is a huge warning sign that something has happened. If you're being contacted by the IRS or collectors, that's another one. There's actually a really good guide to help you check and secure your kids' identities. It's called The Guide for Parents, Child Identity Theft Indicators. It is posted on the browser's Facebook page. We recommend you take a minute and thumb through that. And again, proactivity, probably the best action here. Instead of the Jay McFarland method, saying it's not going to happen to me, and you know, just crossing your fingers. Remember, the browser's Facebook page is public. You don't have to be on Facebook. You can just search the browsers on Facebook in the Google, and you'll find it.
We have two texters sharing their stories. One saying their sister's identity was stolen when she was 3. They didn't find out till she went to open her first checking account when she was 16.
Wow!
And it still causes her problems. And another texter saying, when I was 18, I found out I had bought a house in 1972, even though I was born in 1971.
That's a good trick.
It happens. It happens. Make sure your identity and your kids' identity is safe.